back.
Good morning. Veterans Day, Tuesday, November 11th. Sunshine and a very nice morning, 41 degrees. Well, our Tuesday talk round continues. We got to get some answers from, I call this guy the answer man, Wayne Steiner with Red River Communications, because with everything that moves at the speed of technology, you got questions. This guy's got the answers. Wayne on the phone with me this morning. Wayne, good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
What's going on? What's happening? And catch us up here. I was looking at a computer screen the other day, and every time I see that buffering circle just going round and round and round, you're the first person I think of. Imagine that. Because with fiber, you don't have to worry about that anymore, right?
You don't. And with any one of our internet options, whether it's 250 by 250 megabytes per second upload, download, that's what's important with fiber. You get a dedicated connection to your home that no one else is connected to. So that in itself helps the whole anti-buffering when you have Red River Communication fiber. And we have a 500 by 500 plan. We have the 1 gig, and we even have more than that. I was at a conference, and some of our partners out there across the state that are fiber providers, they were even mentioning a 10 gig residential plan. So it's unlimited what you can do with our fiber.
Wayne, let me ask you this, because I know so many people are going to this outside cameras. You got awning cams and porch cams and door cams. And are you connected with that? Can you help us out with that too?
Yes, we offer the Arlo Secure cameras, and they are exceptional. I have one on my home. I can see the width of the whole block across the street. So it gives you a good, secure feeling. You can check in, have notifications, whether it's an animal in your front yard or a person or a vehicle passing by. You get those notifications. They're not annoying. They just kind of happen. And you can see if packages are being delivered to your home. When you're gone during the day, you just have an eye on your house and what's going on there.
So as far as, you know, going faster with fiber, there's a lot connected with it. There's your television, there's your streaming, there are your outdoor cameras. There's so much that gets piled on this, but it goes just as fast and the speed doesn't change, right? It's still lightning quick.
Yes, it sure is, and we offer our Red River managed Wi-Fi. We have two levels of that, and we have our Red River Connect app, and it's just so easy to keep tabs on all of your devices, your users. It's just like a control panel at your fingertips when you're using our app. So it just makes it easier for you to orchestrate and conduct business within your home or on your property with our app to know what's going on with your devices.
So people want to get rolling on this and they want to get fiber installed. Can we still do that?
Yep, we can still do that. We'll find a way to get our services to you, and you can start the ball rolling by calling 701-553-8309, and that'll get you in touch with both of our offices here in Wahpeton and in Abercrombie. And if you'd like to specifically talk to me, you can direct your phone call to me, and I'll get back in touch with you and go over the finer things of fiber.
All right. Well, you can definitely make life a lot easier. And Wayne, again, every time I see that circle going around slowly and I'm about ready to lose my mind, you're the first person I think of. So just know that. And that's
all right.
That's a good thing, too. Wayne Steiner, always great to talk with you. Have a great week, and we'll talk next Tuesday.
Sounds good.
Wayne Steiner from Red River Communications. I call him the answer man. You got questions, he's got answers. Give him a shout. We talk with Wayne every Tuesday here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW.
This is the Ag Central Radio Network. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. President Trump recently called on the Department of Justice to investigate the beef processor sector, and the Meat Institute issued a statement reacting to the announcement. Julianne Ponce, the president and CEO of the Meat Institute.